No, not tonight. We're up to the Netivot Shalom, and we're going to learn on Parshas Noach, Parshiot HaChataim HaRishonim, the Torah's description of the first sins after the flood, and the first sins of humanity. Bereshit HaTorah HaKdosha, Ketuvim Kama Parshiot Shel HaChataim HaKadmonim. We begin the Torah, we encounter the first sins, the sins of the first generations of humanity. Chet Eitz Hadaat, we encounter the sin of the tree of knowledge. V'cheto shel Kain, the sin of Kain. Dor HaMabul v'dor HaPalaga, we read about the generation of the flood, the generation that was scattered. V'tzich b'ur l'shema nechtav kol zot b'Torah, we have to understand, why was all this written in the Torah? Shenitna rak l'lamed orchot chayim, the Torah was given to teach us the way of life. L'lamed la'yudi et taryaga mitzvot v'darkei avodat Hashem, to teach the Jew the 613 mitzvos and the way of serving Hashem. U'manu lomdim miparshiyot elu, what do we learn from these parshiyos that tell us about sin? V'imchet etz adat nogea l'klalut Yisrael v'l'klalut abriya, and if the sin of the tree of knowledge touches all of Israel and all of creation, shekol abriya mitzapa l'tikun ha'pgam hazeh, for all of creation is anticipating fixing this blemish. Umuvan madua nechtav b'Torah, we can understand why that's written in the Torah. Aval cheto shel Kain, but the sin of Cain, afki nora meod, even though it's a terrible, it's a hideous crime, l'shema nechtav b'Torah, why did the Torah have to write that? Why does the Torah record that? V'chen yesh lever gam b'inyan chet dor ha'mabul, and so too we have to explain when it comes to the sin of the generation of the flood, sh'arei hu davar ha'shayach l'oto ador bilvad. It would seem that their sins are pertinent to that generation alone. Shekol abriyah nitmea, all of creation was defiled, v'atzorach limchot et hakol, there was a need to wipe it all, to wipe it all away. Ach mazeh nogea lanu, but what does that have to do with us? Umam lemedet lanu ha'Torah ha'kdoshah b'zeh, what does the Holy Torah teach us in this? V'chen tzich b'yur b'chet Torah palaga. And so too we have to understand why the Torah tells us the sin of the generation that was scattered. Fair questions? Yeah, we understand the questions. Okay, v'yesh dever ha'inyan. So we could explain the idea. D'inei gimen chatim elu ayu kodem nofat olam ha'tikun ha'or ha'gadol shel Avraham Avinu. These three sins preceded the world of fixing, that great light called Avraham Avinu. Our sages tell us that the world is divided into sets of 2,000 years. There was the 2,000 years that preceded Avraham, and then the 2,000 years from Avraham onward, which were the 2,000 years of light, of fixing. Avraham was the beginning of a period in world history. Shebebet alafim harishonim shel abriyah, that in the first 2,000 years of creation, hayu kol hazman chotim, the people were constantly sinning. V'aviyu b'ze, hiken yasad HaKadosh Baruch Hu et kol sidrei abriyah, be'ofen shechashucha ve'ad ha'nehora. The idea behind this is that God created the world in a way that first there's darkness and then comes light. V'ayhi erev, v'ayhi voker. In creation we are also told there was evening, then there was day. That's the order of the world. Mikodem ha'choshech, first we have darkness, v'achakach mitoch ha'choshech bokeh ha'or. And then from within the darkness breaks forth the light. V'al derech klipa kadma l'pri. Like we say that the peel precedes the fruit. V'chen ba'avodat Hashem. And that's the way in the service of Hashem. Ha'derech im mikodem su mera, v'achakach ha'sei tov. The way to serve God is, first, turn away from doing that. Stop doing the bad. And then you could develop into doing the good. V'al derech ze gam bechlalut ha'olam. And that's the way also in general in the world. Sh'olam ha'tikun etchin ma'avram avinu, the world of fixing began with Avraham Avinu, she'tiken et ha'olam b'midat ha'chesed shelo. He fixed the world with his trait of kindness. V'achakach tiken Yitzchak b'midat ha'gvura. Then along came Yitzchak, who fixed it with his trait of gvura, of might. V'yakov b'midat tiferet, and Yaakov with the trait of glory. V'ita b'zohar ha'kadosh, and it says in the Holy Zohar, she'gimel amudei olam eilu hem keneged gimel amudim she'olam omed aleihem, that these three pillars of the world, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, correspond to the three pillars that the world stand on. Al ha'Torah, v'al ha'avodah, v'al gminut chasadim. We know the three pillars, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the three pillars of the world are Torah, the service of Hashem, and kindness. Gmilut chasadim, who's gmilut chasadim? We all know, that's Avram, right? Shaya midat ha'chesed. Yitzchak, Yitzchak is in prayer. Yitzchak is avodah. Yaakov netz Torah. It says, Titein emet li Yaakov. God gives the truth, the Torah to Yaakov. B'kodem sheitchil olam ha'tikun, ayugim l'chataim nizkerim b'vchinat chashoch avadam nehora. And before we reach Avram, we're in a state where we have darkness that's going to precede the light. So now we have to look back at these sins and see how these sins each correspond to these giants, how they enlightened the world from the darkness, the sins that preceded them. So now, we'll go for 2 more minutes, and the idea of these three sins, v'inyan gimel chataim elu, these three sins correspond to what our sages say, what causes death in the world? What makes a person leave the world in an untimely death? Hakina, hatava, vakavod. Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, jealousy, desire, and honor cause a person to leave the world in an untimely fashion. Shegimir pgamim elu hem apgamim agruim biyoter. These are the three worst blemishes. Shein olam yechol isbol otam. The world can't handle them. Ve'emotzin ta'adam na'olam. They cause a man to leave the world. Harishon u'kina. The first is jealousy. As the verse says, u'kav atzamot kina. Jealousy causes a person's bones to rot. And that was at the root of which sin? Cain. Why did Cain kill Hevel? He was jealous, right? Mm-hmm. Hevel had a more beautiful wife. Hevel's offering was accepted with will by God. God accepted it b'ratzon. The root of Cain's sin was with jealousy. God accepted his offering. God did not accept Cain's offering. Out of jealousy, he evolved to the point where he was ready to murder his brother, the most hideous crime. So the Torah, which is going to show us in a few parshiot, the antithesis of Cain, the antithesis of jealousy, is going to show us Avram, whose kindness begins by showing us to what point can a person devolve. Where can jealousy bring a person? To bring him to the point of murdering his own brother. The Torah begins by showing us what the alternative is. Where's the darkness? And from the darkness we evolve to light. Le'ezu dargat shefel ve'yehuda yechola kina lavit adam. How low can the jealousy bring a person? And Bezachem, we'll have to pick up here. I wish we could continue. This is just one of the most ingenious pieces in this book. We'll pick up here Bezachem tomorrow. So tomorrow at 10 o'clock, we'll meet in the English office.